www.thebeatsofmetal.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we like to start things off with our pals from Talk Radio News. None better than Ellen Ratner. Ellen, Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you, and I hope you had a good one.
I did, and you know what? I feel very fortunate right now that I'm not in Minneapolis or Chicago. It's like negative 20 degrees. It's crazy, this cold weather.
The weather is insane, and they're canceling flights all the time.
Oh, I know. There's like in the last, what did they say, in the last 4 days, like 9,000 flights have been canceled. How crazy.
It's insane.
It is. It is insane. Let's talk about some things that are happening in Washington, rather. This was just a rubber stamp thing with Janet Yellen, right, as far as the confirmation?
Yes. I mean, it was never unexpected. I mean, she'd been confirmed for other, other slots. I mean, it was a non-issue.
Non-issue. All right, you mentioned the thing about the flights. Harry Reid delayed the unemployment vote, and he said they have to delay the vote until Tuesday.
They didn't get the 60 votes because so many people couldn't get in because they couldn't get flights to Washington.
Yeah, so there you go, affecting politics, too. The other thing is, obviously, the South Sudan and what's happening there is very near and dear to your heart. We've talked about it before. What's happening? What's the latest there?
Well, the latest is that their bitter enemy, who actually did attend the ceremony when South Sudan became a country, is promising to protect the oil fields and to perhaps send some planes, as is Uganda. Now, this may seem very wonderful, but in fact, it may actually wind up destabilizing more things. That it's a very, very big problem.
What do you think, there's been nothing but budget talks before and after and all this other stuff and lifting the ceiling and all that. Now, is it just kind of like, oh, we'll forget about it, all the numbers have passed by, so this isn't even part of the conversation now?
Well, it's hard to know what they're doing. I mean, here you have unemployment issues, you still have the budget issues, they're really hasn't been a budget that's gotten passed. I honestly don't know what they're doing. They're trying to ready what's called an omnibus bill, which is one bill which sort of fits in all the other bills.
Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. Anything else that you think is merits mentioning
well,
here
yes,
right at the
there's
top?
There's two other interesting things going on. One is that Iran is going to be invited to the Syria talks in Geneva. It's called Geneva 2. He was invited by Ban Ki-moon, Secretary General of the United Nations. And it looks like we are not going to put boots on the ground, but we have interest in helping the Iraqis. It looks like Al-Qaeda took over Fallujah, but now the government forces have surrounded the city of Fallujah. Fallujah's always been a trouble spot. And we'll see what happens on that front. We're not going to put boots on the ground, but we are giving unmanned aerial vehicles, a.k.a. drones, to them.
All right, drones, no boots. Ellen Ratner, thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye. Coldest air in 20 years. The chill map smashing all records. You heard me mention that to Ellen at the top. It's part of the conversation. There's no doubt about it. JetBlue halts all flights to and from Boston, New York, and New Jersey. Besides that, in Indiana and Indianapolis, the mayor there bans driving for fear of accidents, and the conditions are just so poor. American Airlines canceled flights over a frozen fuel supply. People are freezing across the nation, over 140 million plus. You might be in that group. If you have a oh-so-cold story that you want to share with us, please do at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. As my sister-in-law said to me, it's so cold, that rock rattling around in your shoe is a toe. Everybody has a joke or a tale to tell, but it is no joke. This is life-threatening stuff. On the other hand, because of the hypothermia, the concerns about that, and a lot of people in situations that they're just not used to dealing with, this crazy polar a vapor situation, and it's called a couple of different things, polar vector vortex, polar vapor I saw somewhere. I thought, well, maybe that's a take on e-vaping. I don't know. But it's really a polar vortex, and it's pushing across a big chunk of the United States, not just a pure winter storm. It's very, very cold. The South is in some places warm and in some places a little bit chilly. In Minneapolis, temperatures dropped to the negative 40s, and people are certainly complaining there. They've closed schools in Chicago and all over Illinois, really. In Minnesota, the governor, Mark Dayton, ordered the state's about 2,000 public schools, more than 20,000 kids, to close on Monday. It's the first time they've done that since 1997, and they're staying closed for the most part on Tuesday. I think that's the big part of that story. I mean, there are so many stories, so many crazy stories about what people have seen in the freeze. In Illinois, the governor, Pat Quinn, called on the people to stay off the roads and activated National Guard troops to help them clear the highways in Chicago. Rahm Emanuel, the mayor there, closed the schools on Tuesday. I mean, the deep freeze has really crippled flights. Over 3,800 flights canceled by Monday night. People stuck looking for a way to get home, whether they were flying from someplace else or whatever it might be. People are just flat out stuck. And the reason is because of this incredible freeze. And, you know, people have some clever names for it. I saw one today. I saw Chiberia for Chicago. Chiberia. And I've mentioned this before, that my cousin lives in Chicago and says it is like being in Siberia, and that's how that nickname was coined. And there are some others, you know, the Chillmageddon, that kind of stuff. But it's bad, especially the power thing. That's the worst of all. To add insult to injury, when you're freezing, you know your heating bill is going to be astronomical, especially if you have all electricity, if it goes that way. But it's not about the heating bill. It's about the electricity going out. And in the Midwest, little pockets here and there are finding that's happening, where in Missouri, in parts of Missouri, 2,200 people didn't have power overnight. That would be brutal. I mean, brutal. In Indiana, 15,000 people without it, and 6,800, give or take, in Illinois. So this is just some of what people are dealing with, waiting to get back to normal temperatures on Wednesday and Thursday, in some cases, possibly. By the time you get to the weekend, you'll see temperatures that are easier to deal with. And this, again, depends on where you live. And this is the thing. It's not just a one-and-done event, because in some cases, there was the big snow, and now there's crazy, crazy temperature drops that are happening, like in Philadelphia and New York, and they're saying Tuesday will be worse there. So the Northeast, parts of the Northeast, actually might be chillier on Tuesday. If you have a story and you want to share it, please do, 855-266-5283, or shoot us an email at americatonight.net. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Angioprim can clean blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is liquid oral chelation. It's not new science. 50 years of research has gone into chelation, and now there's Angioprim. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. The first thing Angioprim users say is they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on now at angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better and doing more. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant or go to angioprim.com for help. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's Angioprim at 877-882-7221. Get the facts about Angioprim. Begin living the life you want, doing the things you used to do again with Angioprim.
But talk a lot of weather here, because everybody is, at least a big part of the nation anyway, is shivering. And even if you're getting back to a place where you're not cold, you're going through a place that's cold, so you're stuck somewhere. A lot of people are stuck in the in-between. You know what that is? That's like when you've taken off, it's a vacation, and you're trying to come back from the vacation finally somewhere, and unfortunately, as you hopscotch around, you get stopped because one of the legs is somewhere where they've shut down the airport or canceled the flight or something in between, and you're just caught. And there's not much you can do about that other than pack your patience. All of a sudden, these airports, too, they're like becoming flop houses. So people get those thin blankets that they hand out, and you get a makeshift cot, and you're just, you know, hoping that you're going to get on a flight sooner rather than later. Speaking of sooner rather than later, it's official. The Florida State Seminoles beat Auburn 34-31. That just happened, the BCS championship game, and it's the last time for that because next year there is a playoff system in college football. And it ends one of the all-time bar sports arguments over who's number one sometimes in college football, or we hope it does anyway, because that's the whole idea of the playoff. I think it will. What's interesting is Florida State rallied. They were down 18 points in the first half to come back and beat Auburn. So they won it all at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. That's where it was held. Jameis Winston, who was the Heisman Trophy winner, in the end drove the Seminoles 75 yards in seven plays. And before you knew it, boom, there they go, knocking on the door. And that was it. In the end, Auburn couldn't come back once they were able to close it and get closer. So how about that? 20th birthday for Winston. What a wild birthday present. He gets a Heisman Trophy. He's playing in the Rose Bowl. He shakes off charges that were hanging over him a month or so ago that could have been costly and had to do with an assault, and there wasn't information to push it forward. That didn't happen anyway. And now you got to figure, you look at this kid's future, and he's got to be feeling pretty pumped up about it. And this is Florida State coming back and winning a title first time since 1999. Seems like, to me anyway, we're always talking about Florida State, talking about Miami, talking about the Florida Gators, and that hasn't been that way in recent times. And that Auburn team was incredible. Coach Gus Malzahn and what they were able to do to even get there in that position. They looked pretty good in the first half, and you know, Florida State was able to, like I said, come back, and that made the difference in that game. Speaking of football, just a good reminder, a quick reminder for you. We're in the playoffs in the great game of the NFL football. And because so many of you wrote me notes saying we want to nail the score, we want to still do nail the score, and there's only a handful of games left in the playoffs, I said, sure, 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 we'll do it. So don't forget, on our Friday morning show in our third hour, last two segments, your chance to nail the score. You don't have to know anything about football, by the way. Randomly, our computer picks the game of the week. You call in and pick a side and tell us what you think the final score is going to be. If you correctly nail the score, you win the fabulous prizes and all the bragging rights. Dan in Texas missed it by 1 point last time out. 1 point. It was that close. It's crazy. But, you know, close doesn't count except for in horseshoes. So that's the idea. Nail the score. Somebody wrote me a note. Actually, I got a note from Phil who said, can't you give it to him anyway? That's kind. But no, you can't give it to him anyway. Remember, this is the show where we don't hand out honorable mentions. Because they didn't do that when I was growing up. We still had kickball. And you still were able to do that thing called dodgeball, where you actually threw the ball at somebody and it didn't become a big deal. And we never had honorable mentions. First, second, and third, baby, that was it. And I know you can certainly look at the psychology of it and say, well, maybe that was a little harsh. But, yeah, I don't think so. I think we become too sissified. So in our contest, it is called Nail the Score. You have to nail the score. Or I would have loved to give it to Dan or somebody who else who gets close, but then that would set up a whole bunch of problems, too, with our prize department, because that's the rules. You have to nail the score. So if you don't nail the score, you don't nail it. It's, you know, hey, if it's close, that's great, but it just doesn't work. You know what the average temperature they say right now in the U.S. is? 16 degrees. 16 degrees. But I bet a ton of you listening to me are not in 16-degree weather. I bet it feels much colder than that. You know, it's interesting, too, because now there's been all this conversation, a little bit of a panic over flu shots and whether or not you should get a flu shot. There's kind of an epidemic about the flu going around. And I noticed in just two grocery stores that I was in that had pharmacies, you know how they have pharmacies attached to it, they were both offering flu shots. They said, strong flu shots. I was like, strong? What is there, a weak? Can I have a weak flu shot? Is it cheaper? And maybe it's not as effective, but I'll take my chances. It's like a strong strain of the stuff. We have it here. You might want to get it. And some people who haven't gotten flu shots in a long time are getting it because they're afraid with people hacking on them and coming to work and being sick and then taking off, that they're going to get the flu. And I talked about this on our previous show, some of you tuning in for the first time this week. I think that there's a big, you know, you're either in the camp of, geez, I need to get the flu shot because I think it'll help. And if it's 70% chance of being effective, I'll take that chance. It's not going to do any harm to me. Or you're in the camp of, why do I need a flu shot? It doesn't do anything anyway. It's not going to really help me. I've never had one before. If I have had the flu, I've been able to weather through the flu. So, you know, forget about it. I'm not going to do it. Is that smart or not? And I, you know, the jury's out for me because knock on the microphone, I've been pretty healthy. I mean, when I get sick, I get sick, but I haven't had a flu shot. I can't remember the last time I had a flu shot. And I'm wondering if, you know, if you are the same way. If you just haven't had it, so you don't get it, and you don't think it does much of anything, and or not, and maybe it depends on where you are. You know, it started a bad strain. It started in Texas and in the Southwest, and now it's kind of in the Midwest. A lot of people are going into clinics and going to see their doctors and whatnot. So that certainly confirms that many people have it and are just, you know, fighting it off. And but there is nothing worse than that, is it, when you have it? You just know. Because the ache part, I think the ache part is the dead giveaway, and then you're feeling exhausted, and you just saw the chills and the things that happen. There's some definite signs for it. And, of course, by the time you go to the doctors, then it's already caught hold of you. There's not much they're going to be able to do, right? They're going to tell you to just get rest and stay in bed and, you know, drink fluids, that kind of thing, and that's it. That's it. All right, coming up on America Tonight, we have the mailbag at the tail end of this hour. And no surprise, everybody wants to talk about the weather. Want to talk about what they're dealing with temperature-wise, what it looks like. Is it snow? Is it ice? Is it tough to get out? Does it feel like it's life-threatening? Certainly, it's the record thing in all of us that we're seeing. The records are going down. And I keep pointing to Chicago because Chicago especially is smashing. Suburbs and whatnot are smashing all kinds of records. Negative 15 at O'Hare, 7 a.m. 7 a.m. Lowest set in 1894 and 1988, tying that. That is crazy to think of it. Boy, imagine if you had an early flight in that extreme weather and you went to the airport thinking you were going to be able to get on, and then somehow at the last minute they canceled the flight. Wouldn't that be a bummer? Ooh. Hang with us.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
From Mike Young, who says it's so cold the ice cubes in my drink tried to get back in the freezer. Oh, bad joke telling. And I started it all on the last show. So let's go to the mothership in Minneapolis and check in with Matt Freezing Johnson and find out what the temperature is right now. Matt, how cold is it in Minneapolis?
It's negative 15 right now. And then later tonight, it's going to get down to about negative 19. So probably right about the time we're getting off this show, about, 2:33 in the morning, sometime around then, it's going to be negative 19. But then it's going to warm up tomorrow with a high of zero.
So here's the thing. Are you seeing, I asked you this before off the air, but Are there cars that are stopped or stuck along the highway? Because, you know, in Indianapolis, the mayor said, no cars, only emergency vehicles. That's it.
I haven't seen too many cars like that. I mean, even in a normal sunny day, you're going to see a car stalled on the road once in a while. I think the main thing is if your car didn't start today, it was just left at your house. So all the broken down vehicles are probably either in a parking lot somewhere or getting towed to a shop.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? It happens. And I wondered about the batteries, though. I wondered how many people were having problems if they weren't warming up the car before, because that's what happens. I mean, I had that happen to me when I lived in Kearney, Nebraska a bunch, so well, that could happen.
And lucky enough, I got my battery tested this fall and found out that one of the cells in my battery was dead, so I ended up buying a brand-new battery, I think, middle of November. And I think that's... I definitely saved my bacon, because if I had the old battery still going, because the battery was still working, it's just, you know, when it gets colder, it wouldn't have started. So I definitely ran into some luck there.
Yeah, no kidding. That was smart. That's kind of like the luck I ran into when we had the ice coming down on the trees where we lived in the ice world in Dallas, Texas, and seriously, trees were just falling and limbs were falling on houses, that even though I had a tree in the front that blocked a road and the firemen had to move a big chunk of it. It was nothing compared to what it could have been because I just had some people trim a tree, you know, trim some of the trees back. And it was good that I did that because if I hadn't done that, timing is everything, whether it's Matt's battery or trimming the trees at my spot, I would have really, who knows, had it crash through the ceiling. I'm not sure, but it probably wouldn't have been a good story, I can tell you that. You know, he's talking about the flu vaccine, and there's a wild story going around. You might have actually heard it because it's all over stations across the country, but the story about the girl that has been falling asleep like 30 times a day, and this was after getting a flu vaccination. So what was it, you know, what's sent her into this dreamlike state? And it was just a simple vaccine. So 4 months after getting the injection, the 15-year-old schoolgirl is developing narcolepsy, which that's a serious disorder, where all of a sudden you're sitting in class, you are talking to someone, and boom, you are asleep. I mean, 30 times a day? How challenging would school be if that was happening? But it's also got to be pretty dangerous. Because if you go into that sort of autopilot mode of zombiness and you are going somewhere, you could lose where you're going and go missing, I would assume. You could go missing. And I think that they're worried about that happening to her. They're worried that could happen. So now she's going to they're talking about the treatment that she's going to have to get to try to fall into a normal sleeping pattern. She's going to get some kind of specialist drug, but the drug costs $23,000 a year. It's something that they've used on kids in Edinburgh in Scotland, and this is what they're hoping that they're going to be able to do with her. So then you ask yourself, well, what was that about? Was that her body chemistry? What was the deal with the flu shot? And I think this is why it's smart to question whether you should get one or not. And that's what a lot of people are doing. So maybe that's why there's this great big push. And then some people just swear by it. Some people just line up, get it, pull up their sleeves, whether they're standing in the pharmacy, in the local mall, or wherever it is, no problem. And they never have a problem with it. So, you know, this goes back to that same thing of a doctor, chemistry, all the kind of medical knowledge that your doctor would have, which goes back to my worries with what's happening with affordable health care for a lot of people who are saying, you know, this just isn't, we're not going to have our normal physician and all that kind of thing. And that would be the bad thing to happen. If enough doctors are driven out, or you can't, because of the way your insurance is, you can't go to the same guy that you've been going to. That would be worrisome, because then this goes to the thing of them knowing how your body reacts to certain medicines, or how many shots you've gotten, or when was the last time you got the vaccines, and do you need the vaccines, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So often on this show, it seemed like, especially when we first started talking about the TSA and effectiveness or not effective, or what could they do at checkpoints, or, you know, are we thinking now that planes still, even though they could be a target, they're not quite the soft target they were. You know, the TSA, this just came out, the TSA confiscated 20% more guns at airports in 2013, with the Atlanta airport, of course, having the most seizures, 110. The average, 5 guns a day seized in airports across the nation. This is the Medill National Security Journalism Initiative. They did this. They collected all the information. So confiscated in all, 1,828. So it's the third straight year of increase in having people trying to go through with guns. See, here's what I think. I think that people with the guns, it depends on where it's mostly happening. For example, Dallas-Fort Worth, we had 98 guns. Houston had 67. Well, in Texas, people have concealed and carry, and they don't think about it. I think people forget, honestly, and then all of a sudden, oops, yeah, that's right, my gun. And remember when it famously happened with Barry Switzer, who at the time was the coach of the Dallas Cowboys, and he went through security, and he had a gun. Then he didn't think of it. Denver had 52. Phoenix had 65. So the airports that you think would probably have the highest number were the ones that did have the highest number. But here's the thing. What happens to these screenings when they get screened, and if you have somebody takes possession of your weapon, they interview the passenger, all that kind of stuff, they can file they can file charges, and the passenger could be fined up to $11,000. $11,000. I don't think they've done that very much. Most of the weapons, and this is the reason why, because most of the weapons that they got had gun permits, and they were in carry-on luggage. And either people just didn't think about it and figured they could just get them through and it wasn't a big deal, or they thought they forgot about them. Because if you look at the TSA rules, and I looked this up after seeing this story, that TSA says that guns have to be declared to the airline on the check-in, and they have to be included with checked luggage and can't be brought into the main cabin, which, of course, makes sense, especially with what's happened recently. They're not going to allow people to do that, bring them on the airplane. So that's not a surprise. I think it's that people, if it's put away, it's in my carry on, no big deal, or they just forget. And I think the forgetting part of it is probably pretty big too, because they're used to carrying it around, and if it's, they just have it in the bag, they're just not thinking about it, and then the next thing you know, they're going through and setting off the alarms and being patted down. And it's not an on purpose thing, it's an accidental thing, not realizing. Because they're so used to that. They're so used to having it, used to it. And they're just not thinking that way. And, you know, one quick follow-up when we talk about terrorism and thwarting terrorism. Remember Jihad Jane? Jihad Jane, finally, this shows you how slow justice moves. She was the Pennsylvania woman who named herself that online and plotted to kill a Swedish artist. She was sentenced Monday to 10 years in prison after she told a judge she'd been consumed by thoughts of a Muslim holy war. A holy war. So now she is a ward of the state. Colleen LaRose faced a potential life term, but she didn't get life. She got credit for her guilty plea and her help in indicting 2 other people. Coming up around the bend, we're checking the mail. We'll be right back.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Sugar Boy called me last night. He said his girl called him. She said, can I come over? She said, yeah.
Come on over the bar. As you can imagine, as we turn to our mailbag, most of what we have gotten from most of you across the nation is complaints about the weather. I understand how you feel because, well, maybe I don't. I don't know what it's like to feel as though it's 50 below, and some of you have written about that. Or just to even be out in the elements that where it's that cold. I think the coldest I've been in is probably 10 below. And that was a long, long time. So it's the big chill on the mind of so many. With that, let's head to the America Tonight mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
So this one comes to us from Evo, and Evo says, Kate Delaney, I can't believe what I've been dealing with here in my little suburban home outside of Chicago. I was supposed to get on a flight and go to New York today, but forget about it. It was nasty, nasty weather. And when I say nasty, I'm talking about you practically have to get a chopper out to get your car out. We're talking about freezing temps, and we're talking about snow up to your belly button and beyond. I can't remember seeing this much snow. Of course, I've just recently moved back to Chicago. When will it all end? They're closing schools again. Don't know if you heard that. Yeah, thanks for that, Evo. The I heard that Mayor Rahm Emanuel said that schools are closed on Tuesday now. I think they were hoping originally just Monday and didn't have to worry about Tuesday. Say these kids in the Midwest and in the East are going to, I've said this a couple times, are going to be going to school into July. They're going to hate that when it's hot, 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 and they're still in school and you're restless. So it's great in one way to get, you know, a couple of snow days when you're a kid because you're not thinking about all that other stuff. But in the long run, you don't want too many of them. And here's the bottom line. The real concern is how dangerous it is for people who aren't, I mean, how many layers do you have? You know, 3 layers, 4 layers, hypothermia. And that's the thing to watch out for. And I really feel like with this, what they're calling polar vex that's on in the Midwest and parts of the Northeast and parts of the South, even frankly, that a lot of folks aren't prepared for that, so they're not layering up. It's all about layering. I walk my dog today. I have 3 layers on, and we were talking about 23 degrees. So we're not even saying minus. We're talking about 23 degrees, but it was freezing because it's something we're not used to. So for us, it was cold, and it wasn't just a light jacket. You got to keep that in mind. With that, how about this from Bob, who's listening to us in the great state of Missouri? Hey, Kate, Missouri counts. We're in those flyover states, too. And I have suffered through some of the worst weather I think I've seen in my entire life these last past 2 years between floods and with what's also now happened as far as ice and, of course, these cold temperatures that just blow your mind. That's all anyone's talking about. You say it's the buzz. It's more than the buzz. Let me tell you. Everywhere I go, every person I encounter, every conversation that I have starts with how cold is it? Because everybody wants to know, even from town to town, how cold it is. Even if there's just a 1 degree difference, and oh, what a difference it makes when you think you can just jump in your car. You certainly can't do that. In fact, a lot of people are having problems with their batteries. A lot of the shops that sell batteries are running out, believe it or not. Bet you didn't know that. You know what? I knew there was problems with batteries because that makes sense with the cars not starting or you have your car sitting there and then you go to start it, that kind of thing. But I didn't think, I'm thinking of stores that sell batteries and, you know, interstate batteries, that kind of stuff. And there's, I would think they'd have like a huge stock, but I guess if everybody's coming in for the same kind of battery, maybe not. And how many people are stuck in that situation? I would worry that not so much. I mean, if you go out to your car and it doesn't start and there's no way, okay, boom, you can't go. What are you going to do? You call in, sorry, can't get to work. I would be more worried about getting out on the other end. Like you're going somewhere, in other words, like who's going out to restaurants if it's really brutal? Because then what if you get stuck in the restaurant parking lot? Then you get go through that whole rigmarole. So I wonder how that's affecting. I would think a lot of the restaurants would be closed. The Midwest, certainly the brunt of the cold, the temperatures 40 below zero. I mean, that's some of the coldest stuff. They said the coldest in the nation was 40 below zero, Brimson, Minnesota. Monday morning, that's the temperature that they listed. And I love it when they do this. And where was it really, really warm? Solana, which is in Florida. I've actually been there. 81 degrees. So that is a wild extreme, isn't it? When you're talking about what I just mentioned, 40 below zero, I think that there's no reason to go. Even if you have cabin fever, I mean, there is no reason. If somebody was delivering a newspaper, maybe I would venture out to the front of the sidewalk, and that's it. You know, JetBlue stopped all of their flights to and from New York and Boston. Southwest has pretty much stopped in Chicago. They fly all over the place out of Chicago because they're having massive cancellations and delays. So trying to get people in and circle them around in other places has been impossible. JetBlue is saying they're going to get some flights into the Northeast on Tuesday morning, and they hope that by mid-afternoon they should be fully operational, barring some unforeseen thing. So tough sledding out there for people who have flights that they're trying to catch and maybe are even stuck somewhere. Initially they got somewhere maybe a couple of days ago, and now they find themselves where they were supposed to go out and they couldn't get out. You know, talking about flights and whatnot, roads are pretty treacherous too. I got this one here from Ed who says, man, I'm telling you, it's like you need skates on the bottom of your car, Kate. I can't believe how brutal it is in Indy. Pick a road, any road, and I can tell you that it's not suitable for driving. Yeah, and that goes along with what the mayor was saying there, Ballard, who said the travel emergency upgraded, like, to travel, and I never heard of this, upgraded the roads to travel emergency, which means red, so then it would be illegal for you to drive except for emergencies or you're trying to get shelter. And I've never even heard of that. In fact, I had to look this up. I'm like, what? Travel emergency? Last time they issued that, you had to go back to the 70s. There was a blizzard. And the same thing happened there where you weren't allowed on the highways or they would pull you over. And how many cops are out there pulling you over, though? But it goes to, we don't want people stuck. So if you're traveling, because I guarantee it, I guarantee there's people listening that would jump in the car and try to go somewhere. You know, it's funny, I'm focusing on the Midwest, and most of the emails have been from the Midwest, and as I said, almost everything is about the weather. But the Northeast is going to get hit with this cold worse on Tuesday. They're talking about definitely teens in Boston, New York, Philly. They're talking about, you know, 14 degrees in New York City. That's pretty cold there, but that's still nothing like minus 40 in wind chill. 40 in wind chill is unreal. So what's like a winter survival kit? We talk about that. You'd have to have a charged cell phone, right? Because if you're stranded and we have all this technology, what good is the technology if your cell phone's dead? Frostbite, hypothermia, all of that. I mean, there's such massive concern, and I understand why there is. You know, the snow at O'Hare in Chicago, they say more than 11 inches, and this is the most since like 3 years ago. And that storm was so bad, it's shut down Lakeshore Drive, which is where you fly into, and then you know, you're taking a taxi and you're going up by Lakeshore Drive. So I think people aren't really super, super excited about the weather. I don't think they're really comfortable with the weather. And I don't know, maybe a lot of people are staying home. And to me, that makes sense. I got this one here from Big Bob in, he says, North Dakota. Kate, I listen to you all the time here in Fargo. Love the show. And we just don't even pay attention anymore to what the weather is. I mean, yes, there are varying degrees of how cold it is, but the how cold jokes, it's always cold. You hit winter, and you're just prepared for anything, and I guess that's it. I understand how other people across the country aren't used to such things, but here we are. I would be hard-pressed to tell you the last time I heard of anybody in Fargo getting a case of hypothermia, but I could be wrong about that. Well, yep, so if you're saying if you're used to it and you're practiced in the art of dealing with the elements, that people in Fargo, North Dakota aren't like the people perhaps in New York City or, let's say, Atlanta, where it's pretty cold. Still not the whole 40 below, but enough that they're not dressing the right way and could get caught in a bad situation. You know, there have been 13 people that have been killed because of weather-related accidents, and a couple of them have been hypothermia. So I have to think people either think it's not a big deal, or they're just not prepared for it, or they think they're in their car, or, you know, whatnot, which is why maybe it's a smart thing in Indianapolis, and they say, you know, forget about it getting on the roads because it's emergency trucks and vehicles only. Otherwise, you could have people stranded. And once you're stranded, I mean, your car stops, and how many blankets could you possibly have in your car? And even if you travel with one or you have a few little emergency things, it wouldn't last very long, trust me. All right, you know what to do. Any thoughts? Maybe you've got a weather-related story you want to share with us. Do it. Send it to americatonight.net.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.